Kia ora, ko Daniela Mawate Coxaho. No mai ki te whare, welcome to the house. It's the third and final week in this sitting block. Summarising what they'll work through in the house this week, here's the leader of the house, Chris Hipkins.
So on Tuesday, we'll finish the second reading of the Appropriation 2019-20 Estimates Bill. This is basically the budget debate that we started on Budget Day. And
Back in May.
Yep. And so that takes a wee while to work its way through the House because we haven't been doing it all day, every day. We've been doing other government business as well. So we'll finally finish the second reading. And then, of course, the estimates are all off at Select Committee at the moment. So that's where there's detailed scrutiny of the government spending plans. And we'll next debate the budget when those things are all reported back and the Parliament as a whole will then debate them. But immediately after that, we move to the Appropriation 2018-19 Supplementary Estimates Bill. So this bill basically makes the changes to the current year's budget, or the year that's about to finish. So it confirms the unders and the overs and the transfers that have already been agreed to it. It simply confirms them by an Act of Parliament. And then, of course, the financial year this year will end before the new financial year's budget has been approved by the Parliament. But under law, of course, the government can't spend any money without the authorisation of Parliament to do so. And so we'll take an imprest supply bill through the Parliament, and that's the bill that basically gives the government money to continue to operate until such time as the budget has been passed.
Yeah, it all sounds very tangled and kind of backwards and forwards in present, but it seems to work out in the end.
Yeah, it all works out in the wash. And I mean, there's a lot of history to how we've got to this particular budget process, obviously. It's a little bit less high stakes, perhaps, than it might have been, all those years ago when there were all those surprises on Budget Day, which there don't tend to be quite so much of now. But, of course, there could be if a future government decided to make those decisions.
Yes, because these bills are important. They need to be passed by Parliament. If they don't, pretty severe consequences for the government, but it's very unlikely that they will fail.
That's right. So any government department needs to have the authorisation of Parliament in order to spend taxpayers' money. And so if they're spending money outside of an agreed appropriation, then technically they're breaking the law. And so it's really important that we've got a really streamlined and efficient process for making sure that what we're spending money on is what Parliament's actually authorised. And that obviously starts with the appropriation, the budget, then the supplementary estimates are the adjustments that are made to the budget, and the imprest supply is the bit that happens in between the budgets.
What else is happening on Tuesday once you're done with all the money?
So then we'll move on to other government business where the first item up is smoke-free environments, the prohibiting of smoking in motor vehicles carrying children. This is something the government's had a lot of public feedback on. It's good for kids' health not to be exposed to cigarette smoke in cars, and I think there's a lot of public support for that. Then we've got some maritime transport legislation around offshore installations. But really, I guess the other big day of the week will be on Wednesday when we have a Members' Day.
And haven't had one for a while.
We haven't had one for a while because of the budget debate. And so there are a few members' orders of the day to be finished off. So we've got the Employment Relations Triangular Employment Amendment Bill. That'll finish its third reading or have its third reading. There's a bit more progress to make on a KiwiSaver bill that allows foster parents to opt into KiwiSaver for children in their care. But actually, I think the main event on Wednesday will almost certainly be the End of Life Choice Bill, which will get its second reading. It's going to be a longer debate than normal. The Business Committee recognises that there are a lot of people who want to speak in this debate. It is a conscience vote, so there won't be an agreed speaking list. There won't be an allocation of speeches by party. Basically, any member who wants to speak will have to go down to Parliament and they'll have to seek the call from the Speaker, and the Speaker will ultimately make judgments as to who speaks. And generally what happens is the Speaker is looking for people who are in favour of the bill or opposed to the bill, regardless of which parties they might come from. So they're looking to get a balance of people speaking, from either side of the debate, which is different to a normal debate where you're trying to get a balance of party perspectives. In this case, you're trying to get a balance of conscience perspectives. And so that, I'm sure, will be an interesting process for those who are wanting to speak on it, because they'll have to basically go down at the beginning of the debate and they'll have to sit through the whole debate.
That's kind of old school, isn't it, really?
It is. I mean, look, and it's the way things used to work in the old Westminster tradition. If people wanted to speak, they had to go down and they had to keep seeking the call until they got one. Nowadays, we tend to, prearrange, who's speaking when for a lot of debates. So first, second and third readings, the budget debate, things like that. There are still an element of spontaneity in committee stages, but actually, in this case here, there'll be a lot of spontaneity.
After Wednesday, back to government business on Thursday, which is always a shorter day.
Yeah, so on Thursday afternoon, we've got the Farm Debt Mediation Bill first reading, an issue that's very important for our rural communities, and there's been a lot of appetite there for the government to move in and to help farmers with in their relationships with their banks. So we've got a bill going through the House around that. Then we've got the second reading of the Public Health and Disability Waikato DHB Elections Bill. This basically stops there being an election for the Waikato DHB this year. The Waikato DHB's been dissolved by the Minister of Health and a commissioner has been appointed. That's only just happened, and because it happens to be a DHB election year, it would be somewhat absurd for the minister to dissolve the council, appoint a commissioner, and then find that the DHB council suddenly had to have an election and replace the commissioner straight away. So this gives the commissioner the time to do their work, to get that organisation ironed out. And then we've got another health bill around drinking water, which will also have its second reading.
And then you wrap up about 6 p.m.
And then we wrap up at 6 o'clock on Thursday.
That was the Leader of the House, Chris Hipkins. I te whakarongo koe ki te whare. He hōtake he pūaki nā tētahi pūtea āwhina nō mai i te pārimata. Mā te wā.